There's nothing absurd with a third. It's time now for Begging for Bronze with Brendan Cowell.
And BC, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Welcome to Begging for Bronze. There is absolutely nothing absurd about a third. I think we can all agree. It reminds me a little, coming third reminds me a bit of about 10 years ago. I got an email saying you've been long listed for the GQ Man of the Year Award. And just keep this night open because you've been long listed. And then I got an email 2 weeks later saying you didn't make the shortlist for the GQ Man of the Year. Don't worry about keeping the night free at all. Yes. So that kind of reminds me of, that's a bronze medal in life.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, getting him, the Logies. You would have been to the Logies, Brendan.
Yeah, absolutely. I won a Logie once, and I was walking off with the very attractive lady who gave me the Logie, and I ran into the pylon. I was that distracted. I was like, wow, this is unbelievable. We've got a Logie. I might get a date. And then I ran into the pylon on the stage. But, yeah, I won a few with Love My Way, the Foxtel show.
Solid.
That was a good
feeling. Solid. Yeah. Good show.
Just about dates and Love My Way. How's the singles bubble going? Have we made any moves there?
Still in the research phase. Mm. But, you know, honing in. Do you think if you're in a singles bubble and they have flatmates, would that put you off? Do you want to just meet someone who lives on their own? Like, are you meant to ask if they're vaccinated and where they stand? Like, this is where it gets all confusing.
Very, very. Well, Gibbo would find himself in the same situation. Is that the case, Gibbo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's one man in, all in.
Right.
One man in, all in. Okay. But do you do any research of, like, have you guys had an AstraZeneca? Have you had a COVID test? I felt a bit flu-y over the weekend, so I got a COVID test yesterday. And after having no action for quite a while, it was nice just to get the double penetration up the nostrils there and just feel like, you know, something was going on. And they were very helpful down in Bondi and had a nice chat. And so that's about as much action as I've been getting. But it was cute. I might even go back for more.
What'd you make it? Did you get to see the Sharkies last night, or did you stay solid with the Olympics?
Oh no, I definitely watched the Sharks last night, and you know, it was a little bit disappointing. I've got to say, like, they've got the Australian number 7 and the greatest player in the history of the universe, Tom Turbo, and that young throbber in the second row. They're unbelievable. I thought our young guys held really well. We don't have halves. We don't have our captain, and they have a killer team. But I was a bit put off by old Inderham man, Josh Hannah, in the pre-game. I think he said to one of the hosts, and they said, oh, how are you going to cope with defuse Turbo? And he goes, oh, we're just going to let him play his game and try to manage it. And I was like, what? And it's like, you're just going to try to manage, you know, we're going to let Tom play his game. We're going to manage him. And I mean, that's like saying, you know, we're just going to get a killer python and then just, you know, put it into a pet shop and just see what happens. You know what I mean? We're just going to manage it overnight. Like, what are you talking about? What you need is what I'd like to call a turbo diffuser. You need to get someone in there who, like, stuffs a pigeon into the propellers and stops the turbo. You know what I mean? Like, what they used to do with Michael Jordan, like the, you know, Isaiah Thomas of the Detroit Pistons. Like, Wade Graham used to do this sort of thing. He'd just go and pick on the very good player. And they all sat back and they were just, like, you know, observing this great athlete as he tore us apart. And, you know, I'm a Sharks fan, so I was like, 5 quick tries, we're back in this, you know what I mean? But it was a one-man show. And Will Chambers, I don't know, what do you think of the whole Will Chambers fiasco, man?
Yeah, he was back to his good old tricks. I saw him and Dylan Walker going at it. I did notice that they were talking about it on NRL 360, but I couldn't decipher what he was saying.
I'd love to have a
lip reader.
A lip reader, yeah. I was fat.
I would like to sweep with you.
Yes.
You know, in Seinfeld.
Is that what he was saying?
Not sweep.
No, sleep in the Seinfeld episode where it just completely taken out of
context. Marley Matlin.
That's right.
I don't think he's ever recovered from having those 7 hours, 7 days in the car, or 7 hours in the car out the front of the stadium, wishing he could play or whatever happened to him recently. But I just thought maybe all that vocal energy, Will. I mean, did Will forget he's not playing for the Storm? He's not playing for a premiership winning side? Because it's like you're three tries down, mate. Maybe get some points on the board instead of running a podcast on the sideline over there. Like, but I thought he could have been the turbo diffuser. Like, instead of doing that, go out and shut Tom down, because everyone's just standing back watching the man tear us apart. But, yeah, it hurt. And all the Manly players, you never hear from Manly players until they're beating the Sharks. They all come out on a text message all night and giving me heaps, and, you know. But we'll be back. Next year we're going to win the comp with Nicho Hynes, the world's most good-looking player. So we'll get our revenge. But I was going to watch old grumpy Paul Kent abuse everybody after the game, but instead I tuned in, you know, in terms of, are you okay? Somebody's got to ask Paul, is he okay? You know what I mean? Because he looks distressed, that bloke. I love him, though. I love him. But, yeah, I tuned in afterwards, and the Opals were playing. I know you guys. Do you guys get confused by all the names? Matilda's Opals, Hopper's, Stinger's Shark.
Yep.
I feel like I'm reading a nursery rhyme or something to my nephew. You know what I mean? It's like, which one's which? But I tuned into the Opals. It was fascinating. They're not going to make the eight. They were just, you know, there was a one differential half time, and then they had to get 25 ahead of Puerto Rico in the second half to make the eight. And you can see they all just got in a circle and looked at each other and went, let's win by 25.
Yeah.
And they went out and did it. And where the Matildas were a little bit disappointing, I think a lot of people were hedging their hopes on the back of the Matildas, and they've been so valiant. But I've got to say, like, looking at Sam Kerr towards the end of the game, it was like one at the end of one of those war movies. Like, she just looked like she'd been to four wars, and she was depleted. Of course, when the ball comes her way, she leaps into the air. She's a brilliant athlete, but they were just low on energy. They looked absolutely stuffed. And I just thought, wouldn't it have been great with 10 minutes to go to bring in Ariana Titmus and that amazing female swimming squad onto the soccer field? Because they've just got like that amazing energy. And I thought, wouldn't Ariana Titmus and the girls, they would have got it done. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What about before you go, Brendo? I can't wait for tomorrow night. I would love nothing more than this young man to win. Peter Bowl, what have you made of that story so far?
Oh, this is, oh, it's a, you know, makes you have a read of a few of the articles, listeners. Go and just have a little bit of a Google, just to get a sense of who this bloke is. And he comes from Sudanese, South Sudanese parents. He was moved to Perth in 2004, and you know, he was really interested in basketball, and they kept saying, why don't you have a bit of a run? And he's like, no, basketball. And then one day, you know, the teacher was looking for someone to run in the 400, and one of the students said, oh, you know, Peter can run this. And then he said, Peter, you want to run in the 400? And he said, how far is that? And they went one lap around, and he won by 100 metres. And they said, what about the 800? He's like, how long is that? Two laps around. He goes, okay, he wins by 100. And I think, and then in his first competitive race, and the community got behind, he bought him shoes and everything. I think his first competitive race he won, he stayed in his lane. His one lane. He didn't come in like the rest of the race. he stayed in his lane for both laps and won, like, and absolutely killed it. And, you know, he doesn't go on about the hardship of his life. He is who he is. He's proud to be Australian. And he's just riding the wave. And who knows? He's got some magic, this guy. So I would love to see him collect what medal? Bronze.
Absolutely.
Beautiful kickoff for him.
Brendo, outstanding again.
Also tonight, the boxing ballerina, my boy, the throbber, Harry Garside, 7:35, is boxing in the quarterfinals against Kyrgyzstan Zakir Safiulin. So check out Harry Garside. He's flamboyant, really good boxer. I love him.
Beautiful. We look forward to it. And we look forward to chatting again tomorrow. The great Brendan Cowell, who will be on full steam ahead later in the week as well. Thank you very much, BC.
Cheers, boys.